From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced Wednesday he plans to retire, giving President Trump the opportunity to replace him with a more conservative judge. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kennedy's departure will give President Trump a chance to pick a second high court justice in less than 2 years.
That will begin immediately.
Telling reporters he'll choose from an already set list of 25 names.
I think the list is very outstanding.
Kennedy was a Reagan appointee, but has been the high court's swing vote on major issues. And constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley says the president can now tilt the court in a solidly conservative direction.
This is the news that liberals have dreaded, certainly since the beginning of the Trump administration.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
After a week-long standoff, an aid ship carrying 234 migrants docked Wednesday in Malta after seven other European Union countries agreed to share acceptance of the refugees with the tiny island nation. Malta, along with Italy, Ireland, France, Luxembourg, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Portugal, reached an agreement to split the refugees amongst them. Absent from the agreement is Germany. Immigration has become a divisive issue in the country where a million refugees have entered since 2015. Member countries of the Global Chemical Weapons Monitoring Group voted in The Hague Wednesday to give the organization expanded authority to assign blame for toxic weapons attacks. British Representative Peter Wilson said passage will allow the OPCW not to just say when chemical weapons are used, but by whom. This is VOA News.